This is Degaris, Mask List, MGTOW, Flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 726, entitled Bi-consciousing Will Benefit Both Sexes and Society. Description. This flyer is in three parts, describing how both sexes will benefit from bi-consciousing, as well as society as a whole. The flyer itself. Bi-consciousing is beneficial to both sexes and to society. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer is divided into three main parts. It explains why bi-consciousing is beneficial to men, to women, and to society. I begin with explaining why bi-consciousing is beneficial to men. Firstly, what is bi-consciousing? To be bi-conscious, by definition, means that one has had both one's feminist and one's masculist consciousness raised. That is, one is familiar with both sets of arguments, so that one sees clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too. And in fact, far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. For example, compare the level of seriousness of men's gender crimes against women that the brackets monoconscious feminists keep harping on, brackets rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., with women's gender crimes against men, brackets, man's slavery, sex, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. And you'll see how much more horrible women's are than men's. This asymmetry gives men powerful gender political tools to not only answer back to six decades of feminist gender political monopoly, to monoconscious feminist public misandry, but to dominate the gender political stage. Men, intellectually armed with bi-conscious masculist ideas, have no patience nor tolerance with monoconscious feminist hypocrisy and bigotry. So when they come across public trashing of men by monoconscious feminists, they become very angry and bite the fucking heads off these misandrous feminists, screaming at them with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, saying such things as, quote, "Learn some masculism, you monoconscious, male-dumping, hypocritical, feminazi cunt. Learn how much worse that women oppress men with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's false fathering and the like. If you don't become bi-conscious, brackets, that is, learning some masculism, before the man in your life does, brackets, if you have one, then if he becomes bi-conscious before you do, then he will see your monoconscious feminism as utterly hypocritical, given that you are publicly trashing men for men's rather minor gender crimes against women, whereas you women commit far worse gender crimes against men that are horrible and last decades, e.g. the big three of the masculists, that is women's manslavery, the worst of all gender crimes, women's divorce rape, the butchering of one father in four in the hated fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system, and women's forced fathering, brackets, e.g. women's pill lying and paternity fraud. This hypocrisy on your part will cause the man in your life to become disgusted with you, and then he will dump you. In the next few years, it's likely that millions of monoconscious feminists will be dumped, as is already occurring in the US in huge numbers. In 2022, Pew Research Center, a reputable opinion polling company in the US, found that nearly two-thirds, so 63%, of US young men between 18 and 30 didn't even date young women, finding these young women to be undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Once nearly all young men have been intellectually armed with masculine ideas, that is, they have become bi-conscious, they will become a lot more verbally aggressive and spit in your face for your monoconscious feminist hypocrisy. They will reject you and refuse to have relationships with you. They won't even pump and dump you. So strong is their contempt for your hypocrisy and for six decades of male dumping by misandrist feminazi country. End quote. Masculine ideas, which are a lot more powerful than feminist ideas, will allow men to take over gender politics, to take the gender political initiative, which will put women on the gender political defensive. This reversal of gender political initiative will be cathartic for men. Instead of being trashed by women, by feminists, as has been the case for the past six decades, since the second wave of feminism got off the ground in the late 60s, men, masculisted men, bi-conscious masculisted men, will be able to turn the tables on monoconscious feminists, labelling them monoconscious, male-dumping, hypocritical shits, and spit in their faces for their awful hypocrisy. And since they are male, they can be terrifyingly verbally aggressive, thus frightening monoconscious feminists, both because men are a lot stronger than women and hence more physically threatening, but also because these women will be powerless to answer back to the considerable force and persuasiveness of masculist arguments. Anyone who is bi-conscious can see that women oppress men far worse, since women's gender crimes against men are a lot more serious than men's gender crimes against women. It's this awful monoconscious feminist hypocrisy that so enrages bi-conscious masculists, who are fed up with feminist public trashing of men, so are powerfully motivated to inflict powerful revenge on these feminazis after six decades of feminist gender political monopoly and misandry. In a few years, the masculist message will have spread across the planet to nearly all men, so that women will be confronted by masculist ideas from all sides. Nearly every man that has a monoconscious feminist, nearly every man that a monoconscious feminist meets will have been masculisted, who will not tolerate her misandrist, monoconscious bigotry and hypocrisy, and will bite her fucking head off in a bi-conscious masculist rage, expressing his hatred against six decades of monoconscious feminazi man bashing and ingratitude for what men do for women. This universal male trashing of monoconscious feminism will be crushing for such women. They will have nowhere to turn. They will either convert themselves into bi-conscious feminists, or they will effectively be exterminated, in the sense of being forced to rot on the shelf by total male rejection, total male neglect, not even being pumped and dumped, merely ignored by men to death, forced to die slow, miserable deaths by being manless, hence loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. A few years from now, it will not be pleasant for a young woman, 18 years old, in high school, who gets a reputation in her class, her school, for being a fluffy, who expects as an adult to parasite off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, thus making her hated by the masculists, who will see her as vermin, manslaving, divorce, raping, vermin, to be exterminated. With nearly every young man in her class and school being masculinized, infected by the masculine virus, the moral pressure against her will be crushing, overpowering, to the point that in the US, for example, several million young women will suicide because of this suffocating moral pressure and rejection against her by men, nearly all men. By becoming bi-conscious, men will be able to create a FIP society, that is, force women to FIP up or to rot on the shelf. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant, man-slavable man. But with nearly all men masculinized by conscious stuff, the supply of such men will have dried up, forcing women to fip up or to die slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, not even pumped and dumped. As a fluffy, she will be seen by men as vermin, as a manslaver, to be exterminated slowly, which is a horrible, miserable, lonely death. In a FIP society, men will be freer to pursue their own dreams, having more time for their own pursuits and goals. They'll be able to work less hours per week, since their female partners will be FIPs, and hence able to share equally the burden of earning the living and raising the children, which in time, to prevent a population collapse and total annihilation of populations, both sexes will be powerfully pushed by governments to have two kids per couple. In today's world, the divorce courts are based on the fluffy model, that is, the monoconscious feminist control of the divorce courts, which the feminists took over in the 70s, see women as fluffies, who must be paid for by divorcing fathers to keep these mothers in their traditional fluffy role. This is the end of part one.